Welcome to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we have been made righteous through his faithfulness, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have access by faith into this grace in which we stand through him, and we boast in the hope of God's glory. But not only that, we even take pride in our problems, because we know that trouble produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. This hope doesn't put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Reflecting on these words from the Bible, Max O. Vincent, senior pastor of St. James United Methodist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, writes, "I don't remember my parents saying that boasting is a sin, but boasting was not welcome in our home. If I talked too long about one of my accomplishments, my mother would caution me, 'Don't blow your own trumpet.' Once, while my brother was struggling with some math homework, I remarked about how easy it was for me to learn math. My father quickly responded, 'Don't pat yourself on the back for a gift God gave you.'" In these verses from Romans, Paul is encouraging us to boast in our hope and in our suffering. That's a lot of boasting for someone taught to shun the practice. Do I follow the exhortations of Paul or stay true to the warnings of my parents? On closer examination, I think Paul and my parents might not be so far apart. The boasting my parents warned me against is boasting that puts me at the center of attention. Paul is calling us to focus on what God has made possible in our life through Jesus Christ. The hope we boast in is not our desired outcomes, but the hope of sharing in God's glory because Christ has reconciled us to God. It's a hope that comes to us in Jesus Christ. The sufferings we boast of are the sufferings that shape us into faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Even the ability to endure these sufferings is a gracious gift of God's Spirit working within us. The boasting Paul encourages among us is another way of responding to God's grace. It is an acknowledgement that the peace we have with God results from God's gift offered to us and is not based on anything we have done or earned. It is not boasting about ourselves, but about the new selves we are becoming through God's work in us. God, keep me focused on your presence today, so I may walk in your peace and grow in your love. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notification of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.